Prime Minister, your big speech at the conference.
Speech.
We need to come up with a solution to the backstop.
Yes. I am laser focused. My Johnson is up and facing backhands. Let me just open my laptop to make notes. Ooh, no time for notes. Look, sexy Russian girls are waiting in Westminster right now.
Prime Minister, that's just computer spam.
Well, if that spam sent me back to World War II and put me on rations.
Now, about the alternatives to the backstop.
Yes.
You really need to...
Just look at the size of that Russian lady's AK-47, I mean...
Prime Minister, stop squeezing my thigh.
I don't remember doing such a thing. My hand was just resting.
How are you going to come up with this?
We are going to get it done. We have a solution. They have a technical, great gundering truffle copter of a solution. A written solution. So long as it can fit on the side of a bus. We are gangbusters. Let's do this speech. So you see, my friends, the only way to avoid a Buddha is to have two Buddhas, totally invisible, like my hands under the table at a dinner in the 90s. Look at the way my hands just shoot out now. I have no control over them. And I appeal to my Irish counterpart, Leo Murphy, to accept my deal so we can get on and do the other important stuff, like getting those notches on the bedpost in number 10. Wah, it's been a while since I got a right honourable seeing to.
So first of all, I'd like to thank Boris Johnson not for the proposals because they were a total joke. I'd like to thank him because even though half of Kerry is underwater, an improvement in my opinion, and rural Cork hasn't had electricity since the Eurovision was held there, the important thing is that I look good standing next to Boris because he's like a slapped turnip poking out of a pile of suits left on the floor of a charity shop. Now, because my self-satisfaction ratings have crashed from Bertie Boom percent to John Bruton standing next to Twink percent, I really need to go viral on Twitter with some trolling sound bites like these. We never want to let the DUP get a veto or for Sammy Wilson to discover Lycra. Most British people are against Brexit. Churchill's BMI was a disgrace, and Tato crisps are way better than Walker's. Taoiseach.
Leo Varadkar and his Free State Pilates eating same-sex flavoured Yoplait propagandising will never ride roughshod over unionism.
Border gangs!
We at the DUP demand two borders. It's the only way to stop Paisley Jr. going on undeclared five-star junkets.
Yeah. Pippa Satanists!
We will continue to support the unsupportable.
Yes.
We demand the right to our veto. That's how we grew up, eating fried vetoes for breakfast. And Northern Ireland will remain locked in a loveless marriage with Great Britain, never sleeping in the same bed until one of us finally just ups and dies in horrible poverty.
RT News with Sharon Nuviolatron.
Good evening. The country is bracing itself for Storm Lorenzo. News cycle repeating endlessly. Brexit, Trump, storm. Brexit, Trump, storm. Installing updates, making old news sound fresh again. We go live now to Wet Erin and Glasnevin, where I'm joined by Evelyn Cusack.
Hi.
And Owen Murphy,
yeah,
who's Minister for Bad Weather and Homelessness for some reason.
Hi, Sharon. Look, I'm not going to lie. We're in for quite a spell of rough weather here.
Or as we used to call it, autumn.
Oh, it's utter devastation out there. You know it's bad when I've taken my jacket off, because I've never seen anything like this before, Sharon.
It's his first time on the north side.
Lorenzo is so bad. The wind has blown entire houses so they're literally stuck together, some of them in rows of five. Or more. It's Devo.
Yeah, terraced houses and the storm isn't going to hit Dublin.
It's a terrible, terrible sight. By the way, do my arms look good with the sleeves rolled up? I did extra weights this morning.
Directing questions solely to trained meteorologists and not self-promoting minister.
What?
Evelyn, can you tell us what else we can expect from Lorenzo? We've issued an orange alert for the worst affected counties.
So, does that mean we still have to go to work tomorrow? And by work, I mean ignoring everything happening in my department. Especially that whole thing with the home, with that spreadsheet I have to finish.
Yeah, everybody can still go to work or school.
Oh, damn.
So do go to school, especially if you're a know-it-all Swedish girl who thinks they can lecture the United Nations with no qualifications on this complex matter, best left to weather professionals.
Hold on a second. Are you, like, hating on that Greta kid?
And are you on the telly warning people about the weather just because you want people to forget that the homeless figures keep getting higher and
Look,
higher?
Look, Sharon, I think the important message here is we focus on the storm and everyone stays safe because this is highly dangerous. And I know my shit because I surf quite a lot, okay? And I look amazing while doing it, which is the most important thing, let's face it.
Oh, my God.
What's happening? Has a hurricane made landfall?
No, I just realized my coffee's gone cold. And that's all from the 9 o'clock news. Good night.
Stay safe out there and sexy as hell. Thank you so much.
We have your attention, please. We all know why we're here this evening.
For the free drink.
We're here to bid farewell to our executive vice president twice removed.
Thank you.
And to thank him for his many years of service to Irish football.
And to himself.
John, would you say a few words first, John?
On advice of my lawyers, I've been told to make no comment.
John, baby, you can't leave us like this.
Amen.
Not after so many months of pay gardening leave.
Well,
you were the best, the greatest thing to ever happen to Irish football. No,
thank you.
No, wait. What? You are the worst thing. You are the worst abomination to happen. You are a disgrace.
Would you like a drink, Emo?
No, I don't drink, John.
In that case, we'll...
No, but wait, I do drink. I drink my head off.
Now then, John, you were very good to me down the year.
Thanks, Mick.
Back me in Sarpan. Yep. Back me with the board.
True.
Even when I buggered up them Premier League sides.
That's right.
John me O'Mucker. Huh. If you won't give us speak, then at least give us a song.
Yeah.
But on advice from my lawyers, I will limit my comments to a single chorus. To the ogre-bite of the corporate boxes, to the champagne and the prawns, to the Guinness and the sing-song, the players, boards and fans. As I sat looking out at the Switzerland game, I could never figure out how it took so many people 14 years to find me out.
If that didn't bring a tear to the eye of any Irishman in this room,
Michael,
then you might as well be away with the fairies and the road of London. But isn't John Delaney a hero in the style of Cook Holland himself? There'll be a welcome for you, John, down in Kerry, down every barbean, every shebean, every spelpeen, scalpeen, and schnoopeen. And John, your money will be no good in Kerry. You keep your millions in your pocket or behind the bar. Tis grits and tinders as I were interested in. You're a man for the ages, Mike.
Thank you, Mikey.
Now, John, just a few words of tribute here from some former manager.
Oh, very good.
Well, you need me coming there in Chikara, Drimna, Delaney, or any other football heartland. You're after ruining the game, it's Malogian.
Well, why did you come so, O'Brien? To bury Caesar, not to praise him?
Yeah. No, I don't eat salad. I just brought these Muppets here in me taxi.
Who?
Well, there now, John.
Stan.
It's the end of an era, so it is.
Oh, it is, Stan.
Never again will Irish football be a place where a former player with absolutely no managerial experience gets appointed to be the gaffer, the boss, the head of the banana skins.
Oh, great days, though.
Buongiorno!
Trap!
I come on the Brian Air to say ciao to the cat in the sack. As God is my
witness.
As God is my Weetabix, I will always remember the Thierry Henry handbag.
Handbag.
He stole our world crap face.
Yes.
But Blatter, he give you the cash in the sack.
I got the compo for the FAI, but thank you all so much. I'm very moved. I don't know what to say.
Let's sing us out again, John.
Goodbye to the carpet boxes, to the champagne and the prawns, to the Guinness and the sing song, the players, boards and fans. As I sat looking out at the Switzerland game, I could never figure out how it took so many people 14 years to find me out.
Collins Cakes!
We invite you to visit Oak Gerard
the jewel in the crown of rural Ireland.
Go back to where you came from!
Out!
At Oak Tarar, there's fun for all the family, so long as there's not too many of you and you're all in possession of a return ticket.
Oak Tarar!
Explore dramatic Llangolla mines, visit our beloved derelict hotel, and be amazed at how easily the locals are manipulated by right-wing Facebook pages.
Foreigners are coming here to try and steal our... what are they trying to steal? Have we anything worth stealing?
Are the stone walls.
Stone walls, oh, that's
stone walls.
It.
Yes, Oak Tarar, where the living is easy, the broadband is slow, and the local TDs can say whatever they like as long as they keep the government in power.
Oak Tarar!
Yeah, the earth is flat. You know, gravity is a conspiracy theory. A lot of people know that. And persecuted refugees are economic migrants coming in here with their big sponges. Sir Biafra is coming down with sponges.
Enjoy pony rides with native Irish ponies. And if we can't find an Irish pony, we'll shave an Irish sheep and have you ride that instead.
Oak Tarar!
Take a selfie at the Quiet Man Bridge and reminisce of a better time when John Wayne could make films tinged with domestic violence again women.
Oak Tarar!
You're all welcome here, so long as you're a rich yank with cash or credit cards. And remember, we're not racist, we just have deep concerns about the inhumane way direct provision works. And that's definitely not an excuse we just came up with, like the Daily Mail pretending that the reason they don't like Meghan Markle is because she eats avocados.
Oak Tarar!
You've seen the wild Atlantic Way, now experience a mildly xenophobic stay.
Sponges!
Oak Tarar! Stay away if you can't pay your way.
Yes. Okay, guys, nachos coming through.
Well, first of all, I'm actually allergic, Murph, so maybe leave them at the other end of the table.
You're such a downer, Harris.
Have you any, like, bags of King Crisp Murphs?
What?
Remember when you were, like, a chiseler playing lamppost swing and the gaslighter would come along and offer you a bag of his cheese and onion crisps?
Ah, would you quit that, no rock? You're 31 years of age. Your school still hasn't got around to sending out your leaving cert results.
Now, Mr. English, play nice. Huh? Will we put the politician on? Mm. This is the Netflix club, after all.
Is it? I didn't know we were naming this. I mean, it's only a guy's hangout night. Yes. Nothing major.
Well, I was just guessing what the newspapers might call it when they find out accidentally on purpose. Well,
yes, of course, there was a five-a-side club once upon a time when we were all young.
Oh.
Well, I'm still young. I'm the youngest minister for health in Europe, FYI.
Although the health service has been aging in dog years since you took over.
Great.
So series one of The Politician, yes?
Although I should warn you that it hasn't had very good reviews.
Well, we should totally be able to identify with it then.
I don't think the plot is very... is any good.
Plot? Now, who said anything about plotting? We're just a bunch of young
ish
guys enjoying some Netflix over some nachos.
Ow!
Which I only have a certain amount of, Noel.
Actually, I was thinking I should have a nickname like Rocky.
Dude, you're more Dicky Rock than Sly Stallone. And you're the only one here who's not a minister.
Now, that's not fair. Noel Rock is the Fine Gael spokesman for page 14 stories in the headlines.
Guys, let's just watch something. I've been waiting here longer than someone on a trolley in Limerick. Hashtag James Rally's fault. Why don't we watch House of Cards?
Now, there's a lot of shafting and carrying on and overthrowing and that, so there is.
Yes, and we all agreed to meet up today to watch The Politician on Netflix, and for no other reason.
Yes. So is everyone happy?
Well, I must say, I could be happier.
Sorry, Simon. Have you got agoraphobia?
No, no.
Because
no.
I've seen pictures of your house, and I realise that my place must seem vast and intimidating to you.
No. It's
yeah.
It's not.
You know, I agree to. It's just a little odd being here like this, just the five of us.
Yeah.
Watching a show about an ambitious politician with his eye on higher office.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, did anyone remember to invite Leo?
I tried to add him to the WhatsApp group, but I don't know, maybe he's gone a bit analog or something.
Yes, I noticed that too.
I agree.
Anyway, do you want to press play, Murph?
Oh, well, I don't know, Pascal.
Ooh.
Are we all ready to pull the trigger?
This sounds important. Am I important?
Welcome to this crucial World Cup fixture for Ireland. You're watching RT2 for the first time in years. I'm the other Dara O'Brien. Now, Eddie O'Sullivan, what a battle. On the one side, the plucky underdogs with no resources.
Yeah, underwhelming, struggling, lacking polish, definitely something missing.
up against the panache, the polish, the big bucks of a world-class team. Welcome to ITV Rugby. I'm Craig Doyle on a real TV channel at last. My chair alone is worth 12 grand. Suck on that, RTE. Brian O'Driscoll, we're talking about a team at the very top of their game here, aren't we?
Yeah, well, with a budget this big, it doesn't really matter what we say.
We're having to work very hard here. We're terribly, terribly poor, Poppy.
Well, I think we have to be positive, Edie. We can only play with what's in front of us, which in my case is a broken Etch-a-Sketch in a biro on a string.
We're scrappy, we're cheap.
Let's have another look at that carny try. Here, I think I have it on my phone. Does anyone have the Wi-Fi code? It's poor signal in here.
And there he grounds it. A brilliant view from our state-of-the-art high super slow-mo graphics.
Wow.
And if you put on your 4D glasses at home, you'll be able to smell Johnny Sexton.
So, you know, even if we are sucking the oxygen out of the room, Craig, it's a very nice room. Gosh, I just realised our voices are so similar. Am I Bod or Craig?
Who knows, but we're both smug.
Yeah.
Now, Paul O'Connell, how comfortable are we right now?
Yeah, sure, look, it's very polished, very professional. I suppose I'd like to see a bit more heart, maybe a more traditional, gritty approach.
Listen, Paul, everyone knows RT couldn't afford to even keep us in designer shirts.
Yeah.
I just question, do I really need four pens? And one of them is like a Tesla.
You know, I thought we'd be more slick, more professional. You know, it's very uncomfortable, really.
Well, that's because the chair you're sitting in was made for Joanne Cantwell and it's spring-loaded for her to interrupt Joe Brolly at every available opportunity.
And our desk is a giant touchscreen computer made from solid crystal.
Well, I still think something is missing. You know, you can get your dinner in the middle of the day in the RTE canteen. I could never figure out what the meat was, but there was a lot of it.
Remember when we used to be the best, Dara?
I do, Brent, but like Ireland at the World Cup, we're used to being disappointed now.
Hi, Helen, I'm home. Minister McEntee?
Hello.
Oh, where is she?
Tánaiste, I'm right here.
Ah, you scared me. Wait, where did you go again? You're not...
I'm standing in front of you.
Oh, right. You know, I used to be ignored by everyone too, but now I'm new Simon. Tough talking and full of swagger. I'm loved. I'm respected.
And to think people used to say you had the personality of a nylon suit left hanging on a bollard.
Well, I think that's in the past now and I think it's...
The presence of a damp, rich tea biscuit left on an indistinguishable carpet of the sort you'd see in a hotel where Declan Nerney might play.
Oh, well, I...
The charisma of a rubbish-strewn bypass in Carlow on a foul day in November.
Enough! I won't have this sort of talk now that I'm a Brit-bashing celebrated statesman who is noticed and admired. I honestly can't believe it.
People are even retweeting you. Thousands of them.
Well, that's Leo's sort of thing. I'm above all that. Towering above it. I'm even taller than Leo. No one noticed that sort of thing before. Not even me. And I'm even calling him Leo, not Taoiseach. God, I'm so bold.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Taoiseach Coveney someday.
Stop. You really think my brother Patrick could be Taoiseach? Well,
no, Simon, I mean you.
What?
The party members are whispering.
Now, whispers are very undignified. What would they be saying?
They're saying things like the grassroots who voted for you were right all along.
Ah, that's very naughty talk. God, I'm not sure I'm ready for all this attention.
Things about having backed the wrong horse, maybe.
We do love our horse racing. I never bet, though, because I'm too indecisive. Or is it because I always lose? I don't know.
65% of ordinary Fine Gael members back you, Tánaiste.
Bit of a Freudian, or was it Wittgenstein? Oh God, why can't I be certain of anything?
Let me spell it out.
What?
Your Brexit handling is spectacular.
Ah, no.
Handling the rough seas like the yachtsman you are.
Ah, stop, Helen.
Born to be at the helm.
Oh.
You should be Taoiseach. Simon, what's wrong? Why have you put that coat over your head?
I don't want to be new Simon anymore. I preferred it when people thought I was a coat stand.
Take that coat off your head.
No.
You're Simon Flippin' Coveney, and you will never be ignored again.
Stop.
Hello, is there anybody here? I'm having a bad time of it at the Momo, and I needed someone to talk down to. Anyone?
Hello, Leo.
Empty.
Taoiseach.
No one here. F my life right now.
Oh, not again.
Hooray!
Hello? Hi.
Hi, Justin.
What?
How are you?
Wow.
Yes.
McDonald.
Please, call me Mr. President. You sound surprised. Sorry.
No, it's just, I'm just surprised anybody called me.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the last person I wanted, but beautiful. It's so good to talk to someone.
I wanted to talk to America's closest ally.
Thank you.
But Vlad isn't taking my call, so I'm talking to you instead.
Okay.
I wanted to give you my personal guarantee, personal, that this Iranian story...
Ukrainian, I think.
...is a hoax. No collusion. Fake news, fake boobs. I would never seek information about my enemies from a foreign power.
Well, that's good to hear.
Great. Now, I need some dirt on any Democrats that have Canadian roots. Something that'll really blacken their faces. I mean, their names. Jason.
You know, there's some important Canadian business I must attend to.
What?
Oh, I've spilled my poutine.
Come on.
Bye.
What a loser.
Oui, bonjour.
Macaroon, thank you for taking my call.
Ah. I thought it was someone else.
Just called to say not to worry about this impeachment hoax. Pete,
right.
I never eat fruit of any kind. My phone call with the Pomeranians was beautiful, perfect. The best.
Très bon.
Now, French fries. Can you poison them for me? Specifically ones being delivered to the corrupt but also annoyingly accurate fake news Washington Post. What is it?
Oh, mon Dieu.
You got a big NATO bill that could just go away.
Les Gilets jaunes are protesting again. I am sorry. I must aller.
Stupid onion breath loser. I need someone I could truly rely on.
Mr. President, sir, what an amazeballs honor.
Prime Minister Leo Farinay.
I was just in the U.S. on a trade mission to Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Talking to you makes me think of the movie Air Force One and White House.
Have you seen Home Alone 2? I'm in it so good.
Oh, I love that.
Me, I mean. The movie is Hollywood liberal elite garbage.
Absolutely, you're right.
Yeah.
I hate Macaulay Culkin.
Uh-huh.
He gave those kids we shove into hotels over here high expectations.
Right, I just called to say I'm totally innocent of all collusion.
Of course, never doubted you.
I would never ask an ally to do something terrible for us in exchange for something.
Absolutely. I mean, we let you guys use Shannon for torture flights, and we get nothing in return other than the honor of going over to you and handing you a gift every March.
Such a terrific deal. Well, I've another gift for you. Tariffs. Beautiful tariffs for your butter exports and your cheese.
Gosh, butter? I seem to have a farming vote alarm going off in my head, Mr. President.
Well?
Is there anything I could do to make you change your mind? And I mean, anything at all.
Your words are like burgers for my ears. I knew I called the right guy. Bigly.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk. Move the dial. Welcome back. Yes, we still are on air, sponsored by Energia, the new Kia, and North Korea. All hail our glorious leader. I'm joined this morning by Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin. You can come out from under the desk there, Micheál.
Sorry, Pat, I thought I heard someone shouting about going to the polls.
No, there was just Ivan Yates ordering breakfast rolls. You can't keep him fed, ipso chipso. Now, this next election is your final chance to get into power. At this stage, you're as desperate as Brian McFadden hanging around a West Life reunion concert.
No, I've plenty of life in me yet. Like the rugby team or the fella from Crystal Swing with the bendy legs.
But you keep your front bench very quiet.
That's not true. That's not true, no. My front bench has more limelight on it than Shane Ross at a Katie Taylor homecoming. We got people like... let me onto Wikipedia there, will you?
Willie O'D is...
What?
Is he one? Is he still around?
No. I definitely freshened things up since then. No, God, he's on the list. He's on the social protection, would you believe?
Stephen Donnelly in health.
No. That can't be right. After the hames that slaphead made as Brexit spokesman. Come on, no, you're...
It's all a bit aimless, though, Micheál, isn't it? Propping up this incompetent government, there is no plan.
Hold on a second, though. We've a very firm plan, indeed, in terms of waiting around for voters to get sick of Fine Gael. I mean, if we used our current position in confidence supply to fix things, sure, people might never vote Fine Gael out at all.
Yeah, but do you have any policies, apart from allowing all these problems to fester and hurt people, just so the government looks worse and worse, while you abstain from votes to allow them pass?
But to be fair, no, Pat, we're very good at abstaining. We're so good, some of us should be Sinn Féin MPs going forward.
But just a few months ago, you were all about taxing the cuckoo funds. But now that the budget is coming up next week, you're putting no pressure on government to do it.
No, Pat, we made that call in April, to be fair, which was only 5 months ago.
Yeah.
But in Brexit years, that's about a decade.
But if you end up in coalition with, say, the Greens, would you tax the cuckoos then?
But the Greens love cuckoos. And they want to bring back the wolves as well. Presumably so they can help the vultures feed off the dead dreams of young people. people.
Could the anger at the government help the Green Party more than Fianna Fáil in the next election?
The Greens are a mild protest party. When people are voting for Sinn Féin, they're having a right riot at the ballot box.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of saying, F off, you bleeding scoby.
Yeah.
I'll stick it up your so-and-so and so forth.
Steady on.
Voting Green is like a mild tantrum that you've had after stepping on a plug in a 2,000 square foot house in South County Dublin and you exclaim, oh, diddums.
But ultimately, you're no different to Fine Gael. You're like Bulmers and Magners. Or how about the Tato in the north and the Tato in the south?
Ah, would you come on, though? The two Tatos are actually quite different.
How?
You know, the funny man at the front is slightly distinguishable.
What?
More distinguishable from the... Anyway, Mr. Tato is a very bad analogy because it's full of saturated fats.
Fianna Fáil, what different policies do you have from Fine Gael?
Well, we've very, very good policy. We have...
Yeah.
Where's the Wikipedia again there?
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for, Micheál Martin.
Oh, thank goodness.
Join us tomorrow when we'll be deciding who is more irritating, that chap on the train who plays Candy Crush at full volume or independent journalism.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk. Move the dial.
And if I carry the one there, 83 cents for the housing crisis. Hello?
Minister, the Ewok of Irish politics.
Star Wars reference, thank you very much.
Mind if we pop in for a quick chinwag sesh?
Quinton, Polly, come on in. I'm afraid I'm preparing the budget and I only have a certain amount of
money.
That's why we're here.
We tell's gonna spin this budget a new one.
Oh yes, you're in the spin department that definitely doesn't exist anymore. Huh. Did Leo send you?
OMG Leo, is he even still in Taoiseach?
He's about as popular as a Healy Ray at a climate change protest.
He's so like 2018 yawn fest.
We're way above his pay grade these days. We answer to a higher power.
Yes, the people.
What? The people in the Silicon Docks, my man. Oh. We know just who to suck up to.
We've got to help put some positive spin on this budget. It's a total non-event.
Well, I only have a certain amount
of... You get over it, but it's the 10th year anniversary of austerity budgets. People can only stand for so little.
So you want to give workers tax breaks?
No!
Irish people pay all the tax so that all our multinational friends don't have to.
Including three different income taxes alone. Lol, suckers.
The programme for government even promised to abolish USC.
Oopsie daisies. And we tax them on their houses, if they have one.
Our new paymasters say people deserve to be taxed into the ground.
Yeah, driving their cars everywhere just because there's no public transport. Idiots.
Getting sick and clogging up a perfectly good health service. Oh, people.
Expecting to have a roof over their heads. La-dee-da.
Bling.
That's true. And if they have more money, they'll only waste it.
Exact-a-rooney. We need to keep not taxing multinationals by keeping all the taxes on the working types. But like, totes distract from it.
So we give horrible policies important sounding names.
Health cuts due to massive overruns in the children's hospital.
We call it the Youth Healthcare Investment Programme.
Oh, that's good.
Tax breaks for corporate landlords.
We call it the Rental Market Stimulus Scheme.
Da 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 da, I'm loving it.
Tax breaks for trillion euro tech giants.
The Innovation Incentive Strategy.
Okay, but will people really fall for this?
How do you think Fine Gael has lasted in power this long?
Strong, intelligent, charismatic leaders. This is going to be the best, worst budget yet.
Totes.
And if I drone on really long and don't do anything that goes viral, then no one will even notice it's happened at all.
Exactly. And if you zuck up to our boss,
maybe you'll be the next uncharismatic leader of Fine Gael.
Well, now, I do only have a certain amount of loyalty.
Yes! Callan's Kicks is back! Subscribe to the podcast for every weekly episode and some bonus material as well. Oh, you beautiful kickers!